Radio Daily for weekend eve. It's November 12th, 2015. All the geek without the weight, flying fast and free and at you like a crazy baseball flying sideways. I don't even know what the hell kind of thing I was going to say there. Hi, we're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those other crazy places that we'd be hanging out at. Yo, the folks bringing it to you today, well, the man with demands, that there is Saucy.
You men owe me a new pair of slippers!
I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't. I'm the very sociable and outwardly spoken Billy Flynn.
You spend far too much time with your computer. It's not healthy.
But it's where everything is. It's where the world is.
Yeah. The world is outside your door, sir.
Yeah, with my computer. What happened, yo?
1836, Washington Irving coined the phrase, the almighty dollar, in a story, The Creole Village, published in the Kickboxer magazine.
That is not a Jean-Claude Van Damme magazine. That is the Knickerbocker magazine, sir. 1859, the first flying trapeze act was performed by Jules Leotard at Cirque Napoleon, Paris. He also designed the garment, the leotard. Go figure.
1887, George Hancock, reporter of the Chicago Board of Trade, devised the game that has since developed into softball.
Baseball. With a bigger ball.
That one's for you, Anna.
1910, the first movie stunt was filmed. A man jumped into the Houston River from a burning balloon.
1926, the first recorded airplane bombing took place in Williamson County, Illinois, during a feud between rival beer and liquor factories, the Sheltons and the Biergers.
1933, Hugh Gray snapped the first known photo of the Loch Ness Monster, but when the film was developed, four out of the five pictures were blank because it has psychic powers.
1946, the first drive-in bank in the U.S. opened in Chicago.
1955, the day lightning struck the clock tower in Back to the Future. This is the date that Michael J. Fox finally went back to the future.
1970, the court-martial of Lieutenant William L. Calley Jr. began. He was the key figure in the infamous massacre of some 102 South Vietnamese civilians at My Lai.
1980, New York City Mayor Ed Koch admitted to trying marijuana.
1981, the first balloon crossing of the Pacific Ocean was completed by the Double Eagle 5.
1990, Tim Berners-Lee published a formal proposal for the World Wide Web.
1997, Ramiz Youssef was found guilty of masterminding the 1993 World Trade Center bombing.
Bastard. Birthdays?
Natalie Tenna is 32. Nymphadora Tonks in Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix.
Anne Hathaway is 33. Jules in The Intern. Brand in Interstellar. Mia in The Princess Diaries. Fatine in Les Miserables.
Ryan Gosling is 35. Noah Calhoun in The Notebook. And the driver in Drive.
Cota DiPablo is 36. That's Ziva David on Navy NCIS.
Ashley Williams is 37. Dylan Messenger on Good Morning Miami. And the younger sister of Kimberly Paisley.
Yay. Angela Watson is 40. Karen Foster on Step by Step.
Tamala Jones is 41. Bobby Seawright on For Your Love.
Ronha Mitchell is 42. That's Rose De Silva in Silent Hill.
Craig Parker is 45. Haldir in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Lex Lang, not Luther, is 50. He's a voice actor. So many superhero TV shows and stuff.
Megan Mullally is 57. Karen Walker on Will and Grace. And Tammy Swanson on Parks and Recreation.
Wallace Shawn is 72, voice actor. He's Rex the Green Dinosaur in Toy Story, and of course will always be known as Vincini in The Princess Bride. Inconceivable.
Charles Manson is 81 today, leader of the Manson family cult.
No longer with us, born this date 1922, Kim Hunter, Zira in the Planet of the Apes films.
Baha'u'llah, 1817, founder of the Baha'i Faith.
I don't know what the hell you just said, little man.
I don't know what I said either.
I don't either, that's crazy.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder.
CBS, it's a new Big Bang Theory, Life in Pieces, Mom, Two Broke Girls, Elementary.
New Heroes Reborn, The Blacklist, and The Player on NBC.
Over on Fox, it's new episodes of Bones and Sleepy Hollow. This is not the crossover, is it?
I'm not for sure.
I don't know.
New Vampire Diaries and The Originals on the CW.
ABC Family, hey look, The Notebook, one of the birthday people will be in that. Aw.
New episode of Night Watch in the First 48 on A&E.
AMC Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. That's a good movie.
New episode of Monsters Inside Me on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central will be showing Me, Myself, and Irene and a new episode of Nathan for You.
Breach on Cinemax.
FX Despicable Me 2, even more despicabler.
Dual Survivor on Discovery.
On FXX on The Simpsons, Homer the Vigilante and the one where Marge becomes a cop.
Doom on Encore.
FXM is showing Chronicle, one of the best Superman movies you'll ever see, even though it's not.
The Departed on HBO.
IFC is showing Ghostbusters 2, followed by a new episode of Bender, so you can get your Jim Norton fix.
New Pawn Stars on History Channel.
B BBC America is showing Crimson Tide, Denzel Washington, Gene Hackman. That is a hell of a film.
Surviving Evil, The Perfect Target on ID.
Spike TV for guys tonight, what's not a hell of a film, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, which does include a scene of two dogs effing.
Homeland on Showtime.
Sci-Fi Channel, new episode of Haven and Behind the Scenes of The Hunger Games, whatever one it's on.
Invincible on Stars.
True TV, with a new episode of Billy on the Street. Billy on the Street!
The Princess Bride on VH1 Classic.
Tonight, they were going to be watching the Hallmark Channel because Meredith, the heir to Rossman's department store, reluctantly agrees to play the role of Mrs. Claus in a store. When Nick, the new store Santa Claus, shows up, she experiences a little holiday magic of her own. Tonight, Julie Benz and David Sutcliffe star in Charming Christmas.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, and of course not, because nobody wanted to follow the fantastic film that is going to be Charming Christmas. This is that time of the season where every single network, Hallmark, Lifetime, all of these, start pulling out all these horrible, horrible, horrible Christmas movies. And we have to deal with them for two solid months. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If you think this one's bad, wait till you see tomorrow's. I'm sure there's going to be one even worse. If you'd like to drop a note telling us about your favorite Hallmark silly Christmas films, please do. Just drop that note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Relax, take a breath, and we'll be right back to wrap up your Weekend Eve edition in just a moment.
Hello, Christopher. What insanity are you up to today?
Oh, hey, Lydia. I'm downloading some movies.
What? People are always telling me that's illegal.
Uh-uh, not these. They're all public domain. Oh, look, Rescue from Gilligan's Island.
Well, let me see what you're doing. Oh, you're at archive.org. Well, they have thousands of films, TV shows, commercials, radio shows, and books available.
Yeah, but there are so many. I wish there was a podcast or something that would discuss these things. You know, give us an idea of what's worth the time.
Christopher, there is. We do one.
Oh, that's right. We host Orphan Entertainment. Once a month, we pick something from archive.org and review and discuss it. That sure is nice of us.
Sure. Why don't you click over to orphan-entertainment.jonja.net and remind yourself a little more about the show.
Will do. So let's see. That's orphan-entertainment.jonja.net. Hey, can we review the Gilligan's Island movie sometime?
Mm-hmm. We'll see, Christopher. We'll see.
Hi, I'm James Caan, semi-renowned writer, musician, doctor, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
One day I hope to be semi-renowned at something. That would be outstanding. It is your Weekend Eve edition, and that means time to fire it all up.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring! You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Well, that's what's going to happen when you get out there playing games. All kinds of things can happen, especially with the wide variety of games we have today.
Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival for the Wii U. Festive.
Horse Life 4. Horse Life returns to the 3DS. There's been three other Horse Life games. I don't know how I didn't know that.
Star Wars Battlefront for the PS4, PC, and Xbox One.
God, I want to play that so bad. Sword Art Online Lost Song. It's the third Sword Art Online game. It's set in the world of Alfheon Online, which makes sense to somebody, I'm sure.
Monster High, a new ghoul in school for the Xbox 360, Wii U, 3DS, and PS3.
I wonder what's happening in that game. Kung Fu Panda, Showdown of Legendary Legends, the video game. Of course, a fighting game based on the Kung Fu movies.
Moco Moco Friends for the 3DS.
Watch your mouth. Stella Glow, it's a strategy RPG developed by Imagipunk, whatever, for the 3DS.
Deadpool for the Xbox One and PS4.
You know, I think it's just a redo of the... I enjoyed that game. I know not a lot of people did, but whatever. Hard West is out for the PC and stuff. It's a turn-based tactics game with RPG elements set in the, wait for it, Weird West. So it's got your name written all over it.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, the Walt Disney Company has partnered with Code.org to create Star Wars... Building a Galaxy with Code. an interactive learning experience that is launched on code.org and will be available as a drag-and-drop tablet smartphone app for on-the-go educating or teaching kids young enough to use a keyboard, you know. All of this is a preparation for the Hour of Code campaign in honor of Computer Science Education Week, December 7th through the 13th of this year. The Hour of Code event seeks to promote awareness of an interest in computer sciences by teaching a layperson an hour-long lesson in coding. So, building a galaxy begins with simple commands to move BB-8 through a desert junkyards of Jakku, and progressing until users are programming a simple game featuring C-3PO and R2-D2. At the end of the tutorial, you get a link to your game that you can share with your family and friends, and you'll have learned a bit of JavaScript. Cool stuff.
So the pyramids of Egypt are getting hot, and I'm not talking Ben Carson. They are actually heating up.
Well, you got to cook that grain.
So they were doing some thermal scans of the pyramids, mostly to look for rooms and other things that they haven't gotten at yet. And they realized that as the blocks warm during sunrise and after they cool after post-sunset, they're actually getting hotter. These pyramids that they've noticed are getting hotter are the ones dedicated to Khufu, Khafre, and Menkaure. Those aren't the correct pronunciations.
That's right. They're dedicated to grain. That's all you need to know.
More tests will have to be run to actually nail down the exact cause, but the current front runners include internal air currents and the use of different materials for those particular pieces and the empty spaces inside. So, of course, they're going to keep us posted on this, and when they keep us posted, we'll keep you posted, and everybody will be posted about the hotness of the pyramids.
Okay. So, Rob Liefeld is coming back to Deadpool. Rob Liefeld, you may forget, you may not remember, is the man that just drew the craziest things in the 90s because his art style is something that most people should mock. But he did bring us Deadpool, so thank you for that. He's going to be making Deadpool Bad Blood. This is a new entry into Marvel's original graphic novel line, and it's the first time that Liefeld's worked on Deadpool since 2010's Deadpool Core. Quote, "This is literally a story I've wanted to share for the last 20 years. I actually started drawing pages of it in my notebook around 2007. It's something I do when I get ideas, artistically riffing. I don't want to give anything away. I'm just trying to add something memorable to the canon." So it's not going to be just Deadpool. It's going to have a plethora of cameos and appearances by all kinds of crazy people. But interesting enough, if you look at the artwork for it, it is a rather restrained Rob Liefeld. In fact, I could only count 9 pockets on the character as opposed to the 20 or 30 he usually had. And if you know Rob Liefeld, that kind of makes sense.
So Netflix had its autumn hack day where 200 of its employees took a break from their boring day-to-day duties to create something different.
Duties.
This is exciting for those of you who have held on to your Philco Predicta, the television that was advertised as the TV today from the world of tomorrow.
Oh my god, okay.
Netflix has hacked together some support. A team of engineers were able to turn a Predicta into a regular smart TV and able to play content from Netflix in all its fuzzy black and white glory. Sure. That's pretty cool. However, this will mean getting off the couch to use one of the 2 knobs to navigate through content. There are more useful developments that came out of Hack Day at Netflix. Stream Possible team also adapted Netflix so it would play in areas without broadband where only 3G cell connection is available. It was my understanding that Netflix could already do that because I remember sitting in my Kroger Fuel Center watching Netflix when I had no customers.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I know.
After 2 weeks, Jim and the Holograms, Universal's film adaptation of the 1980s animated series, has been completely pulled from movie theaters. The film opened to just $1.37 million on its opening weekend, earning just $545 per screen that it was on. It did even worse in the second weekend, and now it closes out making just $2.1 million. Budgeted only $5 million, it couldn't make that back. Box office analyst Jeff Box said this is unprecedented and shows just how badly this film flopped. Not only is it the lowest grossing debut for a studio film this year, but it's the worst all time by a considerable margin for any film released in 2,000 plus theaters. Live action film alienated a lot of fans because it simply wasn't the cartoon that people knew.
It wasn't for the fans. You can't bring back a reboot of something or a movie of something that was a cult classic for so many and then it not be something for the fans.
Yeah, you can't just pee all over it like that. So, but here's the thing. It is bombed and they've pulled it from theaters and it's horrible. And I need everybody in the world to make sure that you defend that it's a bad movie and not another example that Hollywood likes to say that, see, movies with women in lead don't do well. That's why we can't make those. No, you can. Just make good damn movies, please.
Yeah, like Winter's Bone.
Winter's Bone. This film is not yet rated. GOD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Please check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Always a fun time there. Indeed it is. Get the app. All kinds of cool stuff happens there. You get your own bell. You get to say geekradiodaily.com wherever you go and ring a bell. It's fantastically the Roman god of fun. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. I did it again, and we will see you in the morrow.
Yes.
Get your Lucky Charms ready, not the cereal. You'll see what I mean if you're paying attention.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
You are all weirdos.
No, it must not end like this.
I have no patience for useless things.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
All right. Where is the poison? The battle of wits has begun. It ends when you decide and we both drink and find out who is right and who is dead.
But it's so simple. All I have to do is divine from what I know of you. Are you the sort of man who would put the poison into his own goblet or his enemies? Now, a clever man would put the poison into his own goblet because he would know that only a great fool would reach for what he was given. I'm not a great fool, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you must have known I was not a great fool. You would have counted on it, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You've made your decision, then?
Not remotely. Because Iocane comes from Australia, as everyone knows. And Australia is entirely peopled with criminals. And criminals are used to having people not trust them, as you are not trusted by me, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
Wait till I get going! Where was I?
Australia.
Yes, Australia! And you must have suspected I would have known the powder's origin, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're just stalling now.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?